a venture capitalist focusing on ag technology, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. My last two shows were about the U.S. losing steam in recent years when it comes to ag productivity. One company, Ag Startup Engine, seeks to reverse that by linking up ag tech entrepreneurs with potential investors. Michaela Mooney is a venture partner there.
In the past couple of years, we've seen venture capital walk away from ag tech. The reality is a little bit more nuanced. While we had this massive run-up during COVID in 2021 where there was a plethora of capital available, over the last couple of years, we've seen that decrease.
Mooney says many ag tech advances come from university research, but those folks are not schooled in how to monetize those.
University research ends, there's promising ideas, maybe a prototype, early validation, but oftentimes it's too early for institutional venture capitalists to play in, and it's not de-risked enough to invest in.
Mooney says ag tech projects tend to take longer to evolve, and that, she says, is where Ag Startup Engine comes in.
Whatever we can do as a community to support these early stage founders, and that's kind of the role Ag Startup Engine plays, is providing a little bit of capital and that validity that what you're working on matters, allowing them to keep moving forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.